Hello?
You nearly cut through the cable.
Really? Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's Cyrus. We met about a month ago. I don't know if you remember.
Of course I remember. You came around selling insurance.
No, I...
I'm joking, Cyrus.
So I just wondered if you needed any help mowing the lawn.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, well, no, actually, well, I don't want to be rude, but you've missed quite a bit.
Oh.
I could maybe give you some pointers, but then I'm sure you'll be great at it.
Oh, just cut the damn grass for her, Cyrus.
Must be pretty obvious. I have never done it before.
No, but, you know, this is what I do for my job, among other things.
Then I'd welcome your help. I don't know the first thing about gardening, but I don't want the neighbors to think I'm bringing the neighborhood down.
So your husband isn't a gardener either, then?
My husband?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry or anything.
No, it's fine. My husband's joining me in a few weeks. He travels a lot for business.
Hands up, who believes that?
We agreed I'd come ahead early and get us settled in.
Well, then I'd be happy to help. First, let me get the cable out of the way. So, have you met any of the other folk around here?
Not yet, no. I've been busy settling in.
They're nice. Nice. I've done jobs for most of them. Barney Tupper at number 23, he runs the big bakery on the main street. He gave me free sour bread for a month when I saved his backyard from a sewage leak.
That sounds lovely.
The bread was vile.
Number 88 is Mrs. Nixon. No relation. She used to dance in the Maine State Ballet, and I helped dig her garden.
Where she grows marijuana for her arthritis.
She has Mr. Gladstone at number 1. Big White House. He runs the drugstore. So if you ever need a painkiller in the middle of the night, just bang on his door.
Doesn't he mind?
Not if you're a young lady.
He's very public-spirited. And that ugly old place there, number 53, that belongs to Isaac Wenman, who is a town councilman.
And he's having an affair with...
Miss Edgar, at number 55, works in the city planning department. And two doors down from you, that's Mr. Harrington and his family. Best dentist in the area.
If you don't mind your teeth being worked on by a man who smells...